On that side of the road, too. It was old McCallan on the other side of the road. Mm-hmm.
McCallan owned land way down on the flats.
Well, he done way down there, too, huh?
Yeah, I remember that.
He had a lot of land. Was he a real estate agent?
He evidently was. All I remember is he went to school down in there and...
Well, he come from Texas, though.
Is that right?
Yeah, he came from Texas.
He was a banker. And a lot of this property he got during the Depression years.
Okay, he acquired
foreclosures.
It.
Yeah.
He acquired it.
Yeah. He had a car that, only car I've ever seen, was a...
12-cylinder, wasn't it?
16. It was a V16 Cadillac, about a 1930... Somewhere between 30 and 32.
He had a young guy that chauffeured him and everything else.
Yep.
All right, who was that people in town? That young guy that used to chauffeur?
Vern Whiting.
Whitings.
Yeah.
Whitings.
Okay.
That's another family in town. It was Whiting.
Yeah, okay. That's a different Whiting than the ones that were on the flats. I think a different down in the.
It may all be, but and, these are the ones. They were quite the athletes in town. Where the hell is who was here and all? Yeah,
I remember hearing the Whiting, but I never knew any of them.
Remember the Whiting?
That I don't remember.
Whiting's and the McCusicks and all that.
Yeah,
there were two Whiting boys. There was Vern.
Lenny,
right.
Yeah, Lenny Whiting and Vern Whiting.
Okay,
you're right.
There was a different Whiting down there.
Yeah.
See, combine us all together, we're pretty smart.
Yeah, you are.
Individually, we don't know much.
Individually, we're helpers.
Hey, takes a hell of a lot of us, though, doesn't it?
takes more. Every day it takes more.
The thing I remember about this V16 Cadillac, there was an auction sale out in our country, and Mr. McCallan must have went to a lot of auction sales, and he was there. It was in the spring of the year, and it was just muddier than the dickens. And this was a convertible. It was a ragtop Cadillac.
Who had this?
McCallan.
McCallan.
16?
16-cylinder.
Was that R.W.?
Yeah.
R.W. McCallan?
I have no idea what his first name was or anything.
He's on some of my grandfather's. Oh, my father's.
But anyway.
One bill was at McCallan.
Okay.
If you could find that.
PW.
I think that's a PW.
Oh, that'd
PW
be fun McCallan. To see.
It was really muddy, and he got stuck in the driveway going into this farm. And my dad, we only lived about a tenth of a mile from this place, so we walked to the sale, and there was a bunch of farmers going up the driveway walking. And here's McCallan, he's spinning the wheels about 65 miles an hour. And this caddy had big tires, the wheels about that high and that wide. And these farmers, including my dad, got behind it and were going to push. And he gunned her, and they were mud from one end to the other. I'll never forget that.
Can you imagine how heavy that engine in the front was?
Oh, gosh.
You know, one of those...
Who were McCallan and his what? Is it his car, McCallan?
It was a convertible he bought.
16-cylinder.
And I understand they junked that sometime during the war, World War II.
The Nymans down there on the saw, they used one of those 16-cylinder Cadillac engines to run the sawmill.
Wow.
Okay.
I don't imagine they got 40 miles to the gallon with that thing.
The Nymans?
Nymans?
Them same Nymans lived across the river from us, where we are now, or, you know, where I live. I think them were the same Nymans. They lived over there for a while, and then they moved out back down in there, I think.
Southeast.
Yeah.
Okay. Didn't McCallan have a style?
McCallan
had
it.
Yep, over. Yep.
Go over there.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he had this archway. He didn't have to get out to get into this ranch.
And an archway over the fence.
An archway over the fence.
So the cattle in.
And there were two tracks about that wide with sides on them that fit the car with, and you just drove over the fence.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember that.
And they should have left it there. When they widened 13, they should have left that as a landmark because it was in the ditch. It wasn't really you know, they widened
the road. Oh, yeah, no, it was set back from the road.
And they could have left it there, and I think it would have been
something
to
see.
A nice landmark, yeah. And he had a golf course and a racetrack out on his ranch.
Yes, yeah.
A golf course and a racetrack. He's the guy who was the banker, right?
Right.
Yep.
And, he
owned the land from the county road to Pikeacum Lake, which was maybe nearly half a mile.
Wow.
So he had room for a racetrack and a golf course.
Yeah.
I don't know how much land he owned there.
Whiskey's or whatever that place is now.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
Is that
all the way from the county road out to the lake?
It had to be
half a mile at least.
On the west side of the lake.